Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't, and where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Here. Yo, Larry, how you do?
Okay.
You on?
Yeah, I'm on. I can hear you well.
Okay, good. Well, anyway, folks, thanks a lot for tuning in and listening tonight. We have a flash update because of circumstances that have developed in the Persian Gulf, and which may lead to a further escalation. We've had these kind of things happen before, but I think this is what could be classified as a major escalation on the part of both the United States and Iran. And Larry, what's the latest on this situation with the shooting down of the drone?
Well, the latest that I've been watching is the fact that, of course, everyone's aware by now that Iran has confirmed that they did seize the foreign oil tanker, and they towed it to one of their bases right on the coast of Iran. And from some of the intel that was coming in, you know, yesterday I talked to you and I said, well, it appears that the USS Boxer with 2,000 Marines and other warships are headed directly for where this tanker is located. And, you know, we didn't know the reason particularly, but also today the breaking news began to come out that I'll just read a headline off of Hal Turner's here. He said, incident in the Strait of Hormuz, shots fired. Said USS Boxer forced to take defensive action against Iranian intruder drone threat. USS Boxer shot the Iranian drone down. This has been viewed as Iranian attack on U.S. Navy vessels. And, of course, he indicated that Trump had made a comment today, there's a big event coming. And says also the U.S. military command sent 6 emergency action messages to U.S. forces overseas.
This is kind of interesting in the view that the USS Boxer is a land amphibian. It's a landing vessel. And like you said, it has 2,000 Marines in it. And that would mean a possible, you know, if they were going to go in and attempt to rescue this Iranian oil tanker that they seized, that would be that would require ground forces, would it not?
Well, it would require some kind of landing or intrusion onto that ship and action against the Iranians that are holding it in check. And, of course, it is a Panamanian-flagged oil tanker. That's what's interesting. Matter of fact, here's the headlines real quick. Drudge Report had today, late, written in red. It says, U.S. warship destroys Iranian drone, used defensive action amid high tensions. The IRGC, that's, of course, Soleimani's group, seizes foreign oil tanker, and also U.S. troops to Saudi Arabia.
So if they were going in, now you said something about that looked like they were headed direct to where this tanker was seized, that would mean that perhaps they had designs to go in and grab it. Now, is this thing actually tied up on one of their ports, or is this on an island, or where did they take it?
It's a base, an Iranian base. Now, they do have a base on an island there, and also, you know, Iran has bases, you know, bordering that waters. So, you know, I'm not sure exactly where it is, and they're not really giving away exactly where it is, but it's on Iranian soil, basically, is tied up there.
Yeah, Turner says, watch this carefully for sudden dramatic escalation. And then a reporter asked Trump, how are you going to respond? Trump said, with a big event. Now, the problem is that Trump has sometimes made remarks like that, and then, of course, nothing happens. So this is going to get very, very interesting, because actually if they go in and attempt to rescue this vessel, this oil tanker, that would be, as far as Iran is concerned, a direct act of war. And they have threatened to sink a number of American ships, which I believe they probably have the missiles and capability to actually do that. The update from Turner, now you may have even a new one, USS Boxer was in international waters conducting a planned inbound transit of the Strait of Hormuz when the drone approached. Then Turner says, this is at least incident number 12, this is what we know about, in Gulf waters in the last 2 months. This morning, Iran announced it seized a foreign tanker, and this evening, U.S. shoots down an Iranian drone. So far, it's been a contained escalation, but it's a very volatile situation. Then he has another update, which you talked about, the emergency action messages to U.S. forces worldwide via the global high-frequency radio system. All such messages are encoded in a way that makes it impossible for anyone outside the U.S. military to decipher what the message means. But when six such messages go out, it usually indicates U.S. military activity is pending, or at least they're on high alert, I would think, right?
Yeah, that's what I would think. Those are either orders, in other words, orders directing them to high alert, or possible orders to deploy, which could be deploying missiles, deploying planes, deploying troops. You know, you don't know.
So this other thing that you have on your blog, Debker File, Israel Breaking, U.S. deploys troops and Patriot missiles defense systems to Saudi air base facing the Iraqi border. U.S. protection in Saudi Arabia guarding against Iranian missile threats in the region. It seems like this is kind of a slow but steady buildup of troops and armament, because this kind of, release, public release, it's not the first one we've heard about where they've deployed more troops, more troops, more troops. What do you think?
Well, that's very true, and the situation in Iraq that is so strange, is, you know, Iraq, Soleimani has worked really, really hard to, you remember old Sadr and all of his militias, and they're all Iranian, pro-Iranian and Iranian-supported. Well, basically, Soleimani has worked them into actually getting with the president of Iraq now, and he has incorporated these Sadr brigades, if you will, or these pro-Iranian militias, all into his government now. So they basically, Iran, if you can lay it on the line, probably controls Iraq. And they also have a lot of ground-to-air missiles and ground-to-ground missiles that Iran has brought in to these militias, and they can be used as proxies to fire at Saudi Arabia or even on our forces there. So I understand why that the Patriots, missile batteries and the troops are moving into the border of Saudi Arabia facing Iraq, because Iraq has now become an Iranian proxy almost.
Almost like Syria, yeah.
Same thing, or Lebanon, either one.
So what about Israel? What is the position of Israel on all this? I can't imagine they would not take advantage if we get into a firefight with Iran.
Well, we do know, Stuart, and I've received information, intelligence recently, that Trump has given Israel more F-35s. So, you know as well as I do that if Israel ever gets a chance to go after Iran at all, they'll do it.
So, okay, now we've got this situation where the House passed a resolution that Trump can't really do anything unless he gets approval from them. How's he going to bypass that? Because it looks to me like maybe that's exactly what he is going to do, is try and bypass any resolution they've made. And is it a binding resolution, or don't you know? I couldn't find out whether it was binding. Does the Senate have to approve of that, or is that something the House can do by itself?
No, I don't think the House can do it by itself. Matter of fact, they're also this week supposed to pass a Democratic resolution. Omar is an anti-Israel resolution. So there you are. I mean, you know, we're a house divided. You know, on one side, we want to, you know, keep America the way America, as we've known it, and the other half of the country, it appears, wants it to go to hell. So there you are.
Yeah, I mean, this is a communist coup, folks. Like, we've, in fact, now a few of these people are beginning to realize that's exactly what it is. I think, I can't think of his name right. Oh, Lindsay said that they're just a bunch of communists.
Yeah, Lindsey Graham. I was just going to say, Lindsey Graham said it about as clear as you could hear.
Yeah, and I don't know why the American people aren't picking up on this, that we have been infiltrated with a bunch of communists, and this is a communist coup. And yet there doesn't seem to. And here's another thing that's developing at the same time. It sounds like the Armageddon script almost. Mutual Defense Treaty. Duarte said he was invoking the nation's mutual defense treaty with the United States to demand the U.S. Navy attack China. What is that about? Other than, you know, we can't afford to even fight probably one war, let alone two, and China is getting very, very belligerent. And as far as this Iranian thing, before we leave it, we only got a few minutes left, but we can't forget North Korea, and we can't forget China is involved deeply with this Iranian situation.
Yeah, and at the same time, Stuart, Russia, you know, has treaties or compacts or
yes.
Defense agreements, you know, with Iran. So this is really sticky. That's why if we go in, probably they're going to invoke the Arab army using Saudi Arabians and Salman to get involved to keep it in the region without it appearing it's total U.S. attack.
Yep, yep. What about this China attack on the Spratly Islands and we fighting their navy? Is that just rhetoric, or is he really invoking a treaty we have?
Well, Duarte is just a little bit radical, but he believes in taking care of the Philippines. And the Chinese have been, they sunk a... they've been sinking fisher boats around the Spratlys and in waters that the Philippines has, and I think he's decided they're going to have to go to war to stop it.
Yeah, because I do know that this was adjudicated. I'm not sure if the UN got involved in it, but they did rule that China was illegally doing that, and they've been building more and more of these artificial islands and expanding their influence all over the world. So, yeah, folks, just an eye-opener. We just wanted to give you an update on everything, and tomorrow night we'll have a much longer show. We got some really strange stuff we want to talk about, from Mothman to a few other paranormal events, the UFO situation is accelerating rapidly, and that's a sign, too, of the end. And anything else, Larry?
Well, people just need to keep a heads up because at the same time, we're having a lot of, if you will, anomalies with electrical equipment and radios and telephones, etc. So we could be under cyber attack, too, and we're not being told.
Yeah, I think there's something going on, but I'll get into that tomorrow night of an incident that occurred with me today in my automobile and was kind of spooky, actually. Anyway, good night, folks. Take care. Heads up. I just wanted to let you know what's cooking. Good night.